Welcome to the English with Andrea and Doug podcast. Today I have brought my dad, a real live person who lived in 1960, to talk about really outdated slang and what that slang is like now in 2020. If you're new to this podcast, you can check us out at studywithandrea.com. So we're going to get started. My dad is going to show a word from 1960 that used to be popular in English, and then you are going to guess what the meaning is before you hear what the meaning is. He's also going to use it in a sentence, and then I'm going to talk a little bit about the real English expression you should use now in 2020. But first, Dad, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Doug Michael, and I'm Andrea's dad. Proud of it too. She's awesome.
Yeah.
And so that's great. We never used the word awesome when I was growing up. So
yeah.
That's a new word.
All right. So that's why we're going to learn this slang. All right, Dad, what's the first word from that? Yeah, there you go.
Happening.
Okay. Happening. How would you use that in a sentence?
Well, when things were happening, I mean, people wanted to be there. So let's just see if I can figure out a sentence on this. It's going to be worst audio video podcast ever. All right. This is going to be great. All right. Man, are you going to the party? It's happening.
There you go. This is perfect because there's a perfect 2020 slang word to use for this. And Dad, flip it over and show them what it is. Lit. That party was lit. It's lit. Right? So back in 1960, you would say that party was happening.
Happening.
But today we would say it's lit.
Lit.
It just means that a party or somewhere or something is just really exciting. It's cool. It's just the place you want to be or the thing you want to have. Like you could even say, you know, that jacket is lit. You could say anything is lit.
This shirt is lit.
Nope. Okay, next word. Let's hit it.
Bread.
Okay, bread. Obviously, we use bread in a normal sense, but how was bread used in 1960, Dad?
Headed out. We're going to go out for the evening. Do you have any bread?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't have any bread. I can't go.
Okay, what do we think bread means there? All right, well, actually, what it means in 2020 is, hit it. Yeah, this is the symbol for it, by the way, is cash or money, right? Bread means money.
Yeah.
It meant money in 1960, yeah. But now it no longer, we don't use that term bread. But there are literally hundreds of idioms and expressions we use for money. If you're interested in all of the types of idioms for money, you can join my idioms course. It's at studywithandrea.com/idioms. And there I talk about a lot of the money slang we use today because there's so much. We love talking about money, don't we? We love talking about bread.
Awesome.
Okay,
let's get rid of that one. All right, that's gone.
Okay.
Here we go. Okay, here we go. Shades.
Shades. Okay. Shades. If you're familiar with 2020 language, you might say, oh, shade is when you say something mean about somebody. But that's not what we're talking about in 1960. Dad, use it in a sentence.
Going to the beach, and I'm going to be wearing not only a swimsuit, but shades.
His shades. You know, we actually use this a little bit in 2020, but one that I've noticed a lot of women or girls use to talk about shades are sunnies. They're your sunglasses. I don't have any sunglasses here. I thought I did, but
imagine that.
Yes. Sunnies would be, mostly girls and women use that to say they're sunnies. Some men use that as well. But you could also still use shades to talk about sunglasses, what you wear out in the sun. Okay, next one.
Next one, groovy.
Groovy. Is it a sentence, Dad?
Alrighty. He is wearing some groovy clothing.
Okay, groovy clothing. Groovy clothing.
He's got a groovy shirt on.
Okay, what do you think groovy means? We definitely don't use this now. But in 2020, we might say cool. people still say cool. They've always said cool, it feels like. Or if you're specifically talking about fashion, we would use on trend. A lot of people say that's so on trend, meaning that it's trendy or it's fashionable right now. And that's somewhat how they used to use groovy, is say, you know, that was a groovy shirt. That shirt's on trend is what we might say.
Alrighty, there we go. Next word, hairy.
Okay. This is another word we use commonly in English. Hairy, if you have a lot of hair, right? Not so hairy. This is not what it was used in 1960, in the slang world. So how would you use hairy in a sentence in 1960?
So in 1960, we might say something like, I got sent to the principal's office, and it's a hairy situation.
Mm-hmm, a hairy situation. What would that mean? Let's turn it around. Tough. Yep, a tough situation. So we would say tough if something's really difficult, right?
There you go.
So, you know, right now with COVID, we're in a hairy situation.
We're in a hairy situation.
Yep. But we might just say it's a really tough situation. That's the word we would probably use in 2020.
There we go.
Okay. All righty. Two more. No sweat.
No Yikes. Sweat.
Well, first of all, what is sweat? Yeah, sweat. You know, when you're working out and you're exercising hard and you have that little droplets of water, that's sweat. So no sweat. What do you think that is? Let's use it in a sentence.
No sweat. You know what? I took the, this did not actually happen in high school, by the way. I took the biology test and it was no sweat.
No sweat. Okay, let's turn it around and see what we would say in 2020. Well, it's a little bit different, I think. So if somebody says no sweat, it means don't worry about it,
yeah,
right?
No worry. It was easy. Like in my instance, it was the test was easy. No sweat.
Yeah.
How you doing today while you're out here doing whatever you're doing? No sweat. It's easy.
Yeah. But it's also something you would say to a friend.
Yeah.
They would say, oh, thanks for helping me. And you would say,
no sweat.
Okay. Right. So in 2020, we might say no worries. We also said that in 1980, but no worries is what we might say. Okay, last one.
Big finish. Give me some skin.
All right, give me some skin. All right, tell me, use it in a sentence.
This is usually after you shoot the basketball, it goes into the hoop. Give me some skin.
All right. High five.
Oh.
Yeah, it means to give a high five. That's
congratulations.
Congratulations.
Typically, we were down low.
Okay.
That was given some, here we go, slow motion. You'd actually feel the skin.
Now, guess what? That's not even a gesture we do really that much in 2020 anymore. We mostly do high fives, or we say pound it.
There you go.
Right?
Oh, there's high five or?
Pound it.
Pound it.
Right, exactly. So those would be great equivalents from 1960 to 2020 English slang. Thank you for joining me on this episode of the podcast. If you enjoyed this episode of the podcast, make sure to subscribe anywhere you get to your podcasts or in YouTube. Just look for the Study with Andrea channel. It's youtube.com/studywithandrea. Thanks for joining, everybody, and happy learning.
All righty.